I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm really super nervous and excited, and I have no idea why. I mean, I do know why, but so I have a big announcement, obviously, some pretty exciting news to share. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you know, well, you're well aware that I shared like over a month ago that I had an announcement, and I sincerely had every intention of letting the cat out of the bag back then. But life, it happens, and I don't have to explain to you, you know, your life is just as busy and crazy and stressful. But honestly, after getting over the quarantine hump and back into my little routine, I was just like, oh shit, it's time. I gotta get this out, right? And so I am here, and oh, I'm so excited. So you're gonna have to bear with me because this is like the nerves that I felt like when I released my very first episode. So my voice is gonna be a little shaky. I'll probably, you know, ramble a little bit, but I just need to start out with saying, you know, here we are in December. It's the end of 2020. There's seriously so many ways to describe it. Dumpster fire is kind of one that I'm fond of, but I think it's fair to say that we've all kind of surprised ourselves at just how much we can handle and how much that we can adapt. And there's certainly been a great deal of challenges and, you know, intense sadness for those who have lost loved ones this year, or, you know, who have lost jobs or have been, you know, struggling with their mental wellness or just general feelings of overwhelm. Like, I'm right there with you, but I know that there are so many that are struggling on even in deeper levels, right? And, I would say that, you know, towards the end of any year, any normal year, usually, this is about the time when people will start considering just like all the things that, you know, all the ways in which they need to like turn their life around, or, you know, I think I can go for the entire world when I say that everyone is ready and hopeful for a fresh start in, you know, 2021. But, maybe you're looking at journals or planners or calendars to make your life feel a little less chaotic, right? And I know you're yelling at me right now, like, oh my God, get to the point. I need you to kindly get to the point here, Rachel. Like, I get it. You know me. I'm a rambler. But so, you know how in previous episodes, I talk a lot about the importance of a mindset routine, right? And that it can solve so many problems if you just create that routine and stick with it. And that's, you know, that's all fine and good if you have that uninterrupted time to be, you know, alone with your thoughts and everything. But that isn't always a reality, is it? Obviously, when I was in quarantine last week, I did none of those things. I didn't journal. I didn't meditate. I was a hot mess. And, it doesn't mean that you have to be in quarantine to be stressed, right? It certainly might compound it, but it's just like there are pressures today, and especially in our culture of, you know, how we navigate life as it is, but it's compounded with this pandemic and all the, you know, pressures that come with it, the stresses, the judgment, the like what I should be doing, what I, you know, the level in which I wish I was handling this, I'm not, I'm failing. You know, we're all sitting in judgment of ourselves and constantly comparing But, I think that what we would hope would eventually go back to normal has now kind of morphed into this fight or flight mode. And we're really just in this constant loop of just reaction. Like, oh, yeah, I'd love to plan what I'm gonna, bring or contribute to Thanksgiving dinner this year, Mom. But oh shit, my husband just tested positive and now my whole freaking world is up, just turned upside down. And you all know I have a flair for the dramatics. I honestly should have won an Academy Award for the pity party I threw myself last week. But what I mean to say is that, we're all apprehensive to plan for our future right now because we just see it is so out of our control. And that's just, it's no way to live, right? It just creates more stress. Like, yes, I would like to make my life better. I would like to, think that I can handle stress better, but at this point, like, I don't even know what Christmas will look like. I don't even know what, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say for certain that 2021 will be better. And so I think that after, I guess, after my last week, I was really like, okay, I need to get myself back to what, I know works, right? The whole reason I started this podcast, like, okay, like I know that this works for me. I'm sharing what I know with you. And it seems to be that I only keep proving it to myself. Like whenever I fall off the wagon, I feel stressed. I feel like, oh my God, I can't handle what life is, throwing at me. And so it's then where I'm like, okay, I got to get back to my practice. I have to do something. I need to figure out, something, get back to what works. And I was just desperate to reconnect with myself. And, as I, really deep dive into that, I was inspired, like so many months ago, I was inspired to come up with a routine that would help me bring on these big results without this big time commitment, right? I say you only need a few minutes a day to meditate, right? But when we're busy, we know what we should do. We know we should prioritize our health and exercise and our, mental wellness, but that shit just goes right back on the back burner when we're overwhelmed. And like it did for me last week. And we just need a quick fix, right? Tell me what to do, make it snappy. I'm talking 5 minutes a day. And that is when like it hit hard for me. I was like, 5 minutes. I need something I can do in literally 5 minutes. Like we don't always have completely uninterrupted time, right? Our maybe it's while our kids are eating their morning cereal, but it's certainly like sometimes you can't even close your eyes. But that's when I thought of it. Mind hustle. 5 minute mindset to manifest your best. And I wrote a book. I am, oh my gosh, I'm like shaking. I am a published author. My shit is on Amazon. I'm like, I don't know. I'm so in awe that I did this. I can't, you know what I mean? Like I can do hard things, but I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but kind of I am because that's important too. But I want you to know that I created this book for you guys. And I'm talking to you like who I know personally because the people who are listening to my podcast, I know probably 99% of you pretty well, right? You're listening right now because you love me or you like me or maybe you're interested in what I have to ramble about. But I want you to know that I created this book for you and I was so careful to create something that was like easy to digest and easy to retain the information and the knowledge. Because, speaking from experience, like, yeah, I've read a lot of books and on, manifestation and mindset and more. But like, I find that I'll read them and they're like, crap, I'll have to like either reread them or completely forget what was in them because it's just, that's you, there's too many tabs open in your brain, right? Or I'll start some and then I lose steam and I can't finish them. And so I created this like most amazing Frankenstein of a book. It's part book and it's part journal and I don't know, part like magic. I'm so serious. Like it's crazy. It's so good. But I have spent the last, I don't know, 6 months making it just absolutely perfect so that you can create all the amazing things in your life, like all the amazing things without, sitting in meditation and journaling and visualizing for hours on end. Like, I created a very intentional 5-minute journal practice that is meant to be, like the podcast, your energetic balance to just the daily grind, so that, you know, you can ultimately manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams just in 5 minutes a day. Like, so I have this beautiful little book in front of me. Oh, I can't wait to show you. I'm so excited. But I'm just kind of paging through. So the first several pages, I kind of like detail it all out. Like, hey, this is what's going down. This is why it's important. This is, you know, and I will take you all through it. And I promise you, it is like the first part is fairly short, but it totally outlines everything and how, like, you'll see how it will start to work. I'll give you like a kind of fill in a page for you to kind of get you started and everything. So it's not meant to be, you know, stressful or anything. Like, the one thing that has always overwhelmed me about planners is that, you know, there's so much prep. Okay, tell me about your 5-year plan and tell me about your 10-year plan. Like, listen, I don't even know what my goals are for like the next week, right? And I've talked about this before on the podcast, how goal setting like kind of makes my skin crawl. It makes me very anxious, and I don't like it, right? And so what I've detailed out is I go through how setting these 10-day intentions are like the Goldilocks of goal setting. Like, I promise you. And how, like, looking back on these little small wins in these like 10 days or like these little achievements over like a week and a half really creates this like incredible momentum. Like, it'll just snowball. And all of this in 5 minutes a day. It doesn't seem possible, but I promise you it is. So like, just to outline a little bit, it's you'll obviously focus on gratitude. We're going to be, you know, choosing affirmations that like motivate you to take action. And then I'll kind of ask you how to ask for signs. If you listen to that episode where I said asking for a sign, and then just like taking you on the right path to achieving these intentions that you've set for these 10 days. So I don't know. Without showing you a page of the book, which I totally will. But basically, it is in these 10 days that you can kind of start to see like, okay, that was a small win. Because, you know, when you look back, okay, what were my achievements for the month of, you know, November? Like, I survived. I have no idea what I did, but I survived, right? So in this particular practice, you're going to write down like just these little things that happened, like good things, like nothing crazy, like, oh, got a call from my mom and she said my dad was doing well, his heart was good. Like, that's the stuff that I'm telling you, you put in their journal, and you'll look back at the end of 10 days. You'll go in these little 10-day cycles. And like I said, it will build this momentum. Oh, I don't know. I know I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to start rambling on and on and on about it. But all to say, I am sharing this with you, my friends, my family, those who are closest to me, because I know that this is going to be like a crazy cool journey for me. And this is literally the very beginning. Like, I have things planned, like marketing things, like stuff to do on social media, which I haven't even started yet. I don't even have my website completed, but I was like, I cannot keep this from people any longer. It is shoppable on Amazon, on the publisher's website. I'm going to link it all for you. I'm going to put it in the show notes. I'm going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to put it all over the damn place. But this is going to change your life. I like promise you, in 5 minutes a day. I know we all have it. We have 5 minutes, like even in the morning before you get out of bed, or like even in the bathroom, like you have it, right? Just 5 minutes. I'm not going to dictate when it is. I'm not going to dictate that you do it every day. Honestly, it's not dated. It's not something I'm not going to like say, oh, you missed the first, you know, few days of January. Like, you can start now. Like, I took one of my copies that I got and I just started doing it a couple of days ago, and it is incredible the shifts I've already felt. Like, when I'm anxious, Like, I had a moment of very intense anxiety this morning, and almost as if like my angels were like, no, we got you. We're good here. Like, no reason to worry. It's just like things just are working out. And that's why I say it's magic. And so, like I said, rambling, but I would be so, so honored and touched. And I would just love to be your biggest cheerleader and to know that you have, you know, purchased this book. And I want to know your thoughts and, you know, what you like about it, what you think can improve about it. Cause this is only the beginning. Like I'm proclaiming it. I'm intending it. I want to lead a movement, and I want you to be along with me. Like, I am so excited for this. I cannot wait to see the incredible things that you create. Again, well, I haven't even told you the name of it, but yes, it is the Mind Hustle Journal 5-Minute Mindset to Manifest Your Best. It is on Amazon. It is, my publisher is Balboa Press. I'm going to link it all for you. But thank you. Oh my God. Thank you for being on this journey. Thank you for letting me be vulnerable with you. Thank you for like accepting me when I clearly don't have it all figured out. Because this, you know, this is my very first book. It's going to have things that I wish were different, or you know what I mean? But thank you for letting me be my true and authentic self. Thank you for letting me be goofy. I feel like I have just birthed my fourth child with this. I am so proud and I'm so excited for you to discover it. Please let me know what you think. Again, thank you for being on this journey with me. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today, and don't forget to tune in next Friday as we continue talking about the practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. If you like what you heard, I would be so excited if you could leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and share your biggest takeaways. Speaking of takeaways, I'd love to continue the conversation over on Facebook or Instagram at Hustle Versus Flow, where I'll share with you some of my favorite books, quotes, and even products like Revive Essential Oils. Right now, I have an awesome 10% off code for first-time customers, HBFREVIVE10. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle Versus Flow.